Hey, this is Matt from the Man Cave. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching with your daily devotion for April the 2nd. Hope you're having an excellent day today, guys. Hey, today we're going to be in John chapter 11, and we're looking at a very familiar story. If you've been to church for any length of time, we're looking at Jesus raising the dead. Yes, Jesus raising Lazarus. And a lot of people out there that are listening to this, they need God to resurrect their life. There's something going on in your life, and you need Him to lift you out of the deadness of it and lift you unto eternal life and you
starting
to live.
Verse 1, it says this.
Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany of the town of Mary and her sister Martha. Okay, therefore the sisters sent unto him Jesus, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard this he was sick, he said this, the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Well, the text tells us that Jesus, okay, he hears that Lazarus is sick. Now, he's very familiar with Lazarus because Lazarus is this. He's a personal friend along with Lazarus's sisters, okay? But what does the text tell us Jesus did? He tarried. He stayed 2 days where he was. He waited. And you're like, why? You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing. All Jesus had to do was speak the word, he would have been healed. So he could have done that, or he could have left immediately and got to Lazarus. Now, when we read on with the story, realize this. Lazarus dies. This. Why did Jesus wait? Well, I just read it. That he may be glorified. Meaning this, God is oftentimes, guys, if you get a hold of this, it will help you, okay? God oftentimes waits in our life so he can get the greater glory. He could have left immediately, or he could have spoken a word, okay? Because here's the thing, prayer has no distance. Friends, get a hold of that.
Prayer has no distance.
What I mean is that your prayers travel faster than the speed of light. As soon as you think them or speak them, they're in God's ear. That's what the word
Jesus
of God tells us.
Jesus tarries 2 days.
After 2 days, he starts taking that long trip to go visit Lazarus, okay? And his disciples, you know, they're asking some questions of Jesus. Hey, what's going on with Lazarus? Where are we going now? You know, they're interested. They're following the master, you know, and saying, and Jesus says, Lazarus is sleeping. And the disciples, well, that's good. If he's sick and he's sleeping, he's getting better. Finally, Jesus is so abrupt in the original language. Jesus just goes like that, Lazarus. Lazarus is dead. he just spills it because they're kind of pestering him. You know what I'm saying? They're like, well, if he's sleeping, that's a good thing. He's getting rest. He's getting nourishment. Maybe he can have some chicken noodle soup. And Jesus just bluntly says he's dead. Okay? But is anyone really dead when they belong to Jesus Christ?
No.
Let's pick up our story in verse 20. Jesus finally gets there, okay, and it says this. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus is coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to you. Friends, that is absolutely the truth with Jesus. And it's absolutely the truth with you. Listen to it again. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou will ask of God, God will give it to you. And you're like, well, Matt, I've asked lots of things of God, and God never gave them to you. What this is talking about is asking in God's will. Friends, there is nothing that you can ask for of God if it is His will for your life that He won't give you immediately. Okay, what we have to do, and oftentimes we're not doing, is we have to line up our prayers with God's will.
The Bible says the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
And what does that mean, that righteous man? Because I thought the Bible said there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understand God. There's none that see God. Meaning this, that righteousness isn't in of ourselves. It's of God. Meaning this, we're resting. We're abiding in the vine. We're being led by the Spirit of God. And when we're being led by the Spirit of God, the things that we pray are going to be God's will because they're led by who? They're led by God, by God's Spirit. And so we're praying. We're not asking amiss. See, in the book of James, it says some of us are asking amiss. We're asking for things that are just like pie in the sky way up here, okay? And there's nothing wrong with asking those, but oftentimes the answer is just no. You're not ready for that yet. But here's the thing. As God leads you in prayers, and oftentimes He will lead us by desire. Friends, that's how some of His sovereignty works in His providence. And again, I said this the other day. If you will understand how God leads you and how He places those things in your heart that you so desire, He's wanting you to pray that thing in. Meaning this, you know what I'm saying? On earth, we buy things with money. In heaven, okay, we use faith to open the doors, okay? And so as God's leading you, you have to believe that it's His will. And you have to trust Him. And a lot of people, they're kind of wishy-washy. They think, well, Lord, I'd really like this. The answer's no. Why? Because you're not
praying
wishy-washy to God, not believing what we're praying, not believing He will give it to us, and so the answer is already no. Why? Why is the answer no? How can you tell me the answer is no, Matt?
Friends,
because
let me just say this.
God responds to trust and faith in Him.
Okay? That's why faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. The more you read the Word of God, let me just explain the verse, because some of you don't understand it. You know, for a long time, I didn't understand it. The more you read the Word of God, the more you trust God. And the more you trust God, your prayers, they absolutely take a different direction. They change. You now are speaking, okay, to your Abba Father. You're speaking as to your dad here on earth. And you know that what you're asking is in alignment with Him, because you're so built up in the Spirit, and that relationship is where it needs
to be. But Jesus says this, friends, and I love this in verse 40. It says this: Jesus said to her, "Say I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe?"
It's so important that we believe God, trust God, have faith in God. We have to believe. Friends, it's such an important part of the Christian life. Get a hold of that, okay? Jesus said to her, "Said I not unto thee that thou wouldst believe, thou should see the glory of God?" Then they took the stone from the place where did Lazarus lay. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me." Again, relationship theology, okay? He's praying to his Abba. He's praying to his Father, 42. "And I know that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." And when they thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth."
See, friends, you got to get a hold of this. Jesus had to use this, Lazarus. He didn't just say, "Be alive, come out of there." He has to use his name. Why?
Because there's so much power in the name of Jesus. If he just said, "Be alive," all the dead everywhere would have started rising. He's using his personal name. "Lazarus, you arise." Okay, here's the thing. Can you imagine that? If he just said, "I want all the dead to arise," they would have all risen, okay? Because that's the power of Almighty God. That's the difference between the false gods and the false cults and the living God, okay? The one true God.
And friends,
God.
Let's conclude our story in verse 44.
"And he that was dead came forth bound, hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, Loose him, let him go." Friends, I'm here to tell you that God will set you free. He will loose you if you will just ask him. Why do I know that? Because that's God's will. Some of you have been so bound up by sin and different things that have happened to you in life and different circumstances, the past and the fear of the future, okay? And you're just bound up. In Isaiah 61, it says that we're in prison. Oftentimes, you and I are in prison by our own making, okay? And we're always in prison if we're outside of Jesus Christ, okay? Friends, God is saying this, loose him, let him be free. And that's a word for you today, that you have been set free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I don't know who you're serving, okay? But that's who I serve. And my God can raise the dead, okay? He can heal the blind. He can heal the sick. He can separate the waters. I mean, he's King Jesus.
He can walk on water and he can turn water into wine. King Jesus. That's
he can
we
multiply
serve.
The fishes and serve crowds of 4,000, 5,000, 10,000. It doesn't matter, okay? Why? He's God.
Friends, Jesus. One of the greatest things that I love about Jesus, my King, okay, is this. That he came to forgive me and set me free. He came. Here, listen. I had a life sentence. I was behind bars, okay? Not literally, okay? But here's the thing. He came spiritually, put the key in there, and he opened the door. And he set me free. He forgave
King
me of my
sins. Jesus gave me a new heart, a new direction, and a new life. Bless me here, bless me there. Friends, I'm free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Hey, don't get down because you're having to wait a little bit because he wants greater glory. Give him the glory while you're waiting. There's no greater praise than while you're hurting and while you're waiting to praise him right where you're at. Do you know that gives so much glory to God? Even though you can't see and understand why everything is going on like it's going on, when you lift your hands in the midst of pain, you praise him through the pain. And guess what? You are shattering. You are actually shattering all those glass roofs, okay? You're busting down the doors, okay? Because the enemy wants to get you down. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but King Jesus came that you might have life. And when you're praising him through the pain, friends, let me tell you,
what
there
a difference
ain't nothing
the story
like that.
Would have taken
is that when Jesus eventually got there, if Mary and Martha were confident in Jesus, meaning this, they were confident in who he was, in his ability, and they just went up to him and said, "Hey, Jesus, how you doing?" You know what I'm saying? They're not down and out about Lazarus, because that doesn't mean anything that he's been there for 3 days dead. That means nothing. "Hey, Jesus, hey, you want something to eat?" You know, I don't understand. Where's Lazarus? Oh, he's dead. but I know you can raise them. You see what I'm saying? What faith that would have taken, okay? I know you can raise the dead. I know you can heal the blind. I know you can heal the sick. Boom, boom, boom. That's King Jesus, okay? That's where God wants us in our lives, okay? That we're not looking at our circumstances. We're not looking at this or this, but we're looking at who? King Jesus and what he can do, okay? And he can do anything. He can set us free. And I say, let him set us free. Hey, this is Matt from The Man Cave.